go to Matthew 22. We started there last week. We're going to start there again. Thought it was so good last week, I'd try it one more time. This is where Jesus Christ is talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they're not happy with him. In verse 35, it says, then one of them, which was a lawyer, lawyers have been trouble from the beginning of time, cause more problems than they solve. The lawyer asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That was quite a great answer. The word all can mean the whole of something. So with your whole heart, with the whole of your strength and the whole of your mind, it's a pretty important thing. The heart is the center of our being. You know, it's not talking about the physical heart, is it? But we talk about heart in many ways, you know. We talk about it as meaning the center of your mind or the center of your being. Sometimes people relate it to emotions. Sometimes people relate it to a desire to do things. You know, he really has a heart for this, right? But here, it's really referring to the center of our being, where we believe. It's the inner depths of our mind. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. So we looked at that last week and talked about how, you know, what it takes to love God and you know, that when we love God, we love His Word, we love His Son, and we do our best to keep His Word, right? To do His Word. Because just to say you love something or somebody is empty without action, without commitment, without, you know, doing certain things, right? So in chapter 3 of Proverbs, in verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So here it says that we are to trust God with all our heart. Trust is to rely on, to be confident in. There's a couple of different meanings that it can have. But it's to be confident in it, to be reliant upon it. So it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You know what that means? It means when God says He'll do something, we believe it. We rely on it. We don't second guess. We don't say, well, I have to have a backup plan. And then it says, lean not to thine own understanding. And why does it say that? Well, because our understanding is screwed up. Our understanding will take us far, and yeah, it's limited, but even worse than that, it's sometimes skewed or perverted. And then it says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways. What does that mean? It means in every aspect of life, in all our ways, not just, you know, Sunday morning when you do a worship service or, you know, you pray the prayers or, but in everything. And He's supposed to be part of your life. He's supposed to be part of every aspect of your life. He's supposed to be involved in everything that we do and say and think. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. He'll give you the way to go. With all your heart, we are to love and trust. Love and trust are a good combination. Right? We love God with all our heart and we trust God with all our heart. What a great team. when we love someone, we should trust them, right? Hopefully. If we are loved, we should be trustworthy. Pretty simple. Last week we saw that if we love God, we love His Word. So let's go to Proverbs 7. We're going to look a lot in Proverbs and Psalms today. Because, you know, Proverbs and Psalms are interesting because they kind of transcend, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them transcend the administrations. They're just words to live by, or it's wisdom. So it's a great thing to look at and study. Now, there are some things that are specific to the Old Testament, for sure. There's some prophecies of the coming Christ. But it, the wisdom and the principles that it lays out are phenomenal. So chapter 7, verse 1 says, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee." Keep my words. And that means to guard his words. You know, you watch over his words in your life. And lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. What a great statement, the apple. You know, we say that sometimes, right? He's the apple of my eye. Or sometimes when we have affection for people, we say, they're the apple of my eye, right? Comes from the Bible. So the word is to be the apple of our eye. It's supposed to be something we have great affection for. Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the table of thine heart. And you know, I don't know if you were ever told, but when I was a kid, they'd say if you tie a bow around your finger to remind you of something. It's to remind you to write it on the tables of your heart. The word should be inscribed in your heart. It should be there. It should be in there, inscribed, written in your heart. So we love and trust God, and we love and trust His Word. Let's go to Psalm 62. My wife told me to read this the other day, and I obeyed. But we're going to just read a little bit of it. We're going to start in verse 5. It says, everybody there? "My soul," the word soul is what? Breath life? It's my life. "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." You know, that's where I look. That's where I expect things to come from. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." You know, I'm going to stick with God. He's my rock. Rock here is like, you know, something that's immovable. And salvation is what? Deliverance. And could be deliverance in different ways. You know, whatever deliverance you need. Physical, mental, financial, you know, anything. God is our salvation. "God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." Then it says in verse 8, "Trust in Him at all times," not just in times of crisis or when things are easy, but at all times, right? God is the first, He's the first one we should go to. He's the first one we should look to for answers, for whatever. "Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us," Selah. A refuge is what? A safe haven. A place we go for protection. When Stella and I were on our whale watch in Alaska, the storm came up on us real quick. And, you know, the first thing the captain said was, "We're going to get a storm." And it was a, you know, pretty violent storm. And the captain said, "Well, I'm going to look for shelter, refuge." And he found a little cove and we were safe. And then the storm passed, you know. a refuge. Really simple. Let's go to Psalm 73. Verse 24. It says, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in the heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee." And you know, back in those days, well, even today, right? People look for things on earth that are going to give them the answers, right? There are many false gods out there. And people will find them, for sure. Or they'll make them up. "Whom have I in heaven but thee, the Lord God? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." You know, God's the strength of our heart. When we put his word in our heart, when we endeavor to believe it, when we look to his word and make it our guide, when we make it our trust, it strengthens our heart. "And my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go whoring from thee." You know, that had to do with Israel and the unbelieving nations. "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." Great, huh? That we may declare all his works. We look to God, we trust God, he strengthens us, and then when he delivers us, we can declare it. We are a witness. What a great thing. Okay, now we're going to go to Psalm 119. And there are lots of verses concerning the heart. We're only not going to look at all of them, but we're going to look at most of them. So the first one is in verse 2. It says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with" what?
A whole heart.
What a great thing to understand that. You know, sometimes we all at times do things half-heartedly, don't we? Mm-hmm. We're not totally sold out to it, or we don't commit ourselves to it. But it says to seek him, seek God with a whole heart. The world doesn't, you know, people seek things with their whole heart that are really stupid, you know? When I was a kid, all I wanted to do is play sports. And I, you know, put my whole heart into it. And then, you know, I had fun, but it didn't do a real whole lot for my life. And I had cousins and uncles that played football in college and in the NFL. And, you know, once they were done, it was like, okay, that's it. And that was what they did, was their whole identity, you know, the past. Mm-hmm. And all they talked about was their past glories. Mm-hmm. It was not, you know, they put their heart in it. They were great. But there's more to life than that, isn't there? So blessed are they that keep his testimonies, you know, keep his word, hold that word, you know, guard it and seek him with a whole heart. Verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. And, you know, that's a request, right? You know, sometimes we just need to ask God for help. You know, if we're getting off the ball a little bit, or we're veering off the word, or we're not believing the way we ought to, we ask God for help. We ask God for help, and he'll help us. So he says here, let me not wander from thy commandments. Keep reminding me, God, of the greatness of your word. Verse 11, Thy word have I hidden mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Again, remember it talked about putting it, being inscribed in the tables of your heart. Here it says, the word is hid in the heart, meaning it's buried deep. So you do what? So you don't sin, which is pretty simple. Let's go to Psalm, verse 32. We're in Psalm 119. We're not going to go anywhere else. It says, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. That's pretty cool. God can enlarge your heart. You know, make it bigger in the sense of believing him, holding the word in it. As we go with him, as we run the way of his commandments, he gives us even more capacity to put the word in our heart, to believe him. How cool is that? Verse 34, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Again, it's the whole heart. He says here, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. You know, sometimes we don't understand, right? Well, God can show us. He can teach us. God is the greatest teacher in the universe. You know, and he's the first person we should ask to teach us. And it says then we can observe it with our whole heart. That is a great thing. Verse 58. This is a good one, I got a different translation for it, but we'll read it first. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. In the NIV it says, I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. So, you know, we can go to God. I have sought your face with all my heart. You know, I want to be face to face with you, God. I want to have that personal relationship. Be gracious to me according to your promise.
That's the ESV?
No, that's the NIV. Yeah, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Entreated means what? To ask, to, you know, make a request. So here they change it in the NIV there. I have sought you with all my heart. So it's pretty great. Verse 69. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep the precepts, thy precepts, with my whole heart. You know, no matter what people say, no matter what things are going on, we just keep God's word in there with our whole heart. You know, that's our shield against attacks. That's what we hold on to, because it's the truth, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the world where you never know what the truth is. Verse 80. It says, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My heart is sound. The word sound means whole, healthy, strong. And it's in his word that we get there, that I be not ashamed. You know, there's so much anxiety and fear and doubt in the world, and people don't, you know, they don't have anything to hold on to. Remember I talked last week about sometimes we all have a line that, you know, we don't want to cross. We don't want to, something that in the word, maybe we don't want to believe at a certain point. Well, that's where you have to do what? Change your mind, right? You have to make up your mind that it's God's word, and you're going to believe God's word rather than your desires or your emotions or your feelings or what the world tells you. So, verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage or an inheritance forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Remember Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart. We saw where it was to be the apple of our eye, right? The word, when we love God, we love his word, and that word should be joyful to us. It should be a joy and rejoicing to go to. Verse 112, for I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. In Proverbs 4, it says, attend to my word, incline thine ear to my sayings. You know, here it says, incline my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I'm going to do them completely all the way through. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop short. I'm going to go all the way with God's word. Verse 145. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. And, you know, David went to God many times and he cried with his whole heart. He asked God for help with his whole heart and God delivered him. And that's the way we should be. And finally, in verse 161, it says, princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. And then in verse 162, it says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. You know, like a great treasure. And, you know, there are gems and treasures in the word. And when we see them and find them and hold on to them, they're just a cause for great joy. So we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when we love him and we trust him with all our heart, we see what a great relationship we have with him and how he takes care of us and blesses us. Okay? Amen.